Hey, it's Overslept with Chris Laker. I gotta do a quick one today. It's 10:11 a.m. and I'm tired and I got show business to do. So I can't I'll do 10 minutes and then be out. Oh man, cats are, they want food. That's another reason to be done early. I got an email from Ruby. Thanks, Ruby. Let's see. Number one, saw your email photo thumbnail thing and ruined my dreams that you and the car talk guys. Oh, she thought that I looked like the car talk guy. Well, sorry. You can ignore that. You could still make believe we all look the same. I like when you do fake advertisements. Okay, that's a segment. I'll do one of those in a minute. And number three, my ex-boyfriend has a podcast. I did ask yesterday if any of you guys have podcasts. Tell me about it, and I'll listen to it. But Ruby's like, my ex-boyfriend has a podcast. It's called Wounded World, but you shouldn't listen to it. Because there's only one good episode, and it was before he started putting them out on iTunes. Okay, unless you listen to part of an episode and then bash it on your show, that would be cool. I don't want to do that. That sounds mean. Dude's just trying. Unless he was... I'm not going to do it. But if you get back together with that guy and you think that the podcast is good, I'll listen to it then. I guess if you listen and you are significant other? That's a weird term, significant other. If you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse who has a podcast, I will take it to that. I'll listen to that podcast as well. If you both have podcasts, you got to pick one. I'll listen to yours. But if you don't have one, and then you got like a boyfriend, girlfriend, or a life partner of some sort who has a podcast, I will listen to that podcast. And if neither of you have a podcast, that's it. I'm not listening to like your brother or sister's podcast or anything like that. I mean, unless you really think it's good and you impress it upon me. You know, if your cousin's Ira Glass, then I already listened to his podcast. So there's really no reason to get me on. I should... he's got enough listeners anyway. Okay. So, sponsors today, Harry's Razors. Hey, you know how getting razors at the store is like pretty easy? Why do that? Why not order it online and get it from some other dudes that are like into selling in razors on the internet? They bought a factory in Germany. You know, the other razor companies don't even have a factory. They just steal razors from the store and put them in other boxes. I know that doesn't make sense, but I don't understand why they keep pushing this factory that these guys bought. Because I think Gillette also has a factory. But that might be a sweatshop. They use a sweatshop. And there's children making those razors. Harry's doesn't do that. So, yeah, get Harry's instead of a Gillette, you piece of shit. And I don't use either because I have a beard because I care about the environment. And also, another sponsor, some bullshit in a box. Every month, you can get some bullshit in a box for $15. Send me $15 and I'll throw some stuff in my apartment in a box and then send it to you. I guess I should charge some shipping and then the shipping and handling, but I don't know how much that's going to be yet. So I go to the store, to the UPS store. All right. So those are sponsors for today. And Amazon. Hey, you order shit on Amazon? Do more of that. All right. That's it. Is this World War III starting? I don't know. It's fucking scary. I hope not. Anyways, like those missile launches. Missile launches yesterday at Syria. And I'm afraid to. What are you going to do? If it's the end, it's the end. But it can't be, right? Why would we be so lucky to see the end? Everybody always thinks the end's coming. So maybe that's not it. Don Rickles died yesterday. That's the big deal. That's the biggest story. I mean, I saw Don Rickles in, I'm going to say, 2007 in Atlantic City. And the shit was good. It was a great show. And then, and it was in Atlantic City, so it was he had this it's like Frank Sinatra, like impersonator. I was an impersonator. This guy just would sang Frank Sinatra songs that opened up for him, and he just kept saying, "I was just this kid in Jersey that I like to sing Frank Sinatra songs, and now I'm living my dream." And then Don Rickles came out, so funny. But he does the same act every time. For some reason, he sings Yankee Doodle Dandy. I think he always did it. He always sang Yankee Doodle Dandy, and it was like, it's just odd. But he's a funny dude. One of the funniest. 90. It's not a bad run. 90. And he was at it the whole time. If I could do stand up till I'm 90, I'll sing Yankee Doodle Dandy too. Fuck it. All right. So R.I.P. And what else? Anything else in the news? Harry Styles solo debut. I'm not that interested in that, to be quite honest. I wish him luck, but it's not my my thing. And then everything else is scary. And so that's that. Where are we at on time? I really should get going. All right, so let's wrap it up. And sorry. Not much show today, but you know, I gotta go do stuff and get famous so the show becomes a juggernaut and you guys aren't so rare. But yeah, go sign up and all that shit. I'm not gonna tell you to do stuff today because it's okay to tell you to do stuff. I said that a lot yesterday. So, but if you guys email me if you want to call in And or anything. I like getting emails. And that's another sponsor. Email. It's still good. I know people don't like it anymore, but it's a useful tool, email. People are like, email is kind of shitty. But do you want to give your phone number out to every fucking body? No. Just email. Mine is chris at chrislaker.com. That's the... goes right to my phone. When you send it, goes, my phone buzzes, and I look at it, and I see your email. And I say, oh, I'm so happy to see an email from a listener. And I will address that as soon as possible. It's on, it gets a higher priority than other types of email. So send one. All right, I got to go. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.